If you were, if you were to see a friend who's leaving a party alone, you might say, "Hey, can I?" And you're driving your car, you know, and you see the friend was walking, you might say, "Hey, can I?" What would you say to your friend?
"Would you like to ride with me?"
Okay. If a friend needed to go to the doctor, you might say, "Well, when's your appointment? I'd be glad to,
take you."
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and you do what? Boat.
Put it in water.
Oh, if you're trying to get it out of water, try to get it out.
Well, just keep pulling it out.
Okay.
And get it out on land and float it.
If your car is stuck in the snow, which in the last couple of days could have happened, you might have to get out and do what?
Put yours, come put in there, not out here.
Really? Yesterday?
My granddaughter said, "Grandma," she said, "I just thought I wasn't going to do it," and said that on their neighbor next door began to come out just about the time she was out.
Yeah, he did.
That's what she said to that ornery neighbor.
Yeah, he did. He came out.
I spoke to him about twice since I've lived here.
Is that right? He's not very friendly, is that it?
Well, I don't know. I guess he just takes me, knowing me a widow woman and everything. And
yeah.
His wife works and his mother works too. And
yeah.
I guess he just figured I'd think he's trying to flirt with me or something. That's the way I believe that.
Yeah,
because
maybe
they say he's a good boy. And his mother says that Kate beat him. Well, she lived with him and his wife.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe you'll get to know him one of these days.
Well, that's
all. Been living here that long, you know.
I moved in June.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I moved here in June.
Well, if you have to get the car, what would you say that you got to do to the car? You got to
push it.
Okay.
Dig the snow out from under the wheel.
All right.
I've done that too many times.
Oh, boy, I thought I was going to have to do it yesterday before I got it out of there. If you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say, "Well, I picked it up and I did what all the way
dropped
home?"
Dropped it.
Well,
I carried it all the way home. I've done that many times over that white.
If you might say to Jackie Janelle or maybe a younger child, you might say, "That stove is hot, so..."
No.
Okay, don't... It's hot, so don't... What?
Don't touch it, but we always say no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a no-no.
That's what I say to my dog, except he doesn't listen.
Well, I've got a little great-grandson that is 3 years, is over 3 years old, and he ain't 2 foot tall, and he weighs 35 pounds.
My word. My goodness. That's quite a big kid.
And they won't get him the flu shot. And they said it was too bad on his heart. They won't get him the flu shot.
Really? Oh, well.
His heart's got a hole in it, they said.
Oh, dear.
What my daughter-in-law told me last week.
Uh-huh.
And it's it's my oldest son's second grandson.
Uh-huh.
He's seen the first one, but he didn't get to see this. But Matthew, but now he can get out here on this floor and just go like a little rubber ball, just... She brought him in at the hospital to see me. He went out in the hospital 2 weeks. Oh, he's back in... It's November, I think, that I was in there. But anyhow, and he wanted to get up with Grandma. Because the older brother did get up there and kiss me.
Yeah.
Thomas, he kissed me.
Uh-huh.
And Mikey began to say, "Me too. Me too." Uh-huh. And so I told my granddaughter, I said, "Just send him up here by me, Lavina." I said, "Send him up here by me. I love him." And I sent him up there, and he looked down at me like that. And I said, "Hi, Matthew. Hi, Matthew." He had that, and then he went and wanted to go turn some sits on top of me. And I had phlebitis in this leg.
Ooh.
From here, plumb down to there, and then I had shingles on one of my shoulders.
Oh, no.
Solid.
Oh, awful.
Oh, awful. You don't know how I suffered. That's when I told me, no, not letting me fix it down then. I said, no.
Really?
And anyway,